Okay, on everybody's left, quarterback Matthew Jordan. On everybody's right, A-back Quay Searcy. We'll open it right up for questions.
Matthew, can you talk about playing sort of your first really, I guess, winning game? You played the whole second half of the game and taking control of offense.
I mean, it was fun. I mean, like I said, I mean, I probably should have settled down. I was kind of amped up. I mean, once I settled down, once the two plays, I think everything was fine. We did pretty good, I think. Well, I mean, I think we did better than we did last week.
Well, you got to the edge quite a bit today. What did you see from the blocking in front of you?
Our A-backs and receivers did a great job on the perimeter. I mean, it just was wide open on the sideline, and I was just able to get on around them and get their edge. Oh, well, it was big. I just want to give thanks to the O-line. I mean, without them, the play wouldn't have developed. But it's just something that we had to keep our minds in the game, because I know at the beginning we weren't getting a lot of push. So that big play really helped us with momentum.
Matthew, are you quite a bit more comfortable running the offense than you would have been last year? And is the game any slower for you? Do you see things better and more clearly than maybe you did last year?
Yes, I think so. I mean, just from playing last year, it kind of slowed things down and gave me a little bit of experience. So I think that helps out a lot this year.
Matthew, when did you find out you were going to play the second half? How would you
think? Coach Cook, I mean, he kind of said that, yeah, you're going to get this drive. So let's go out there and put it in.
Was that at halftime or is that?
Yeah, at halftime.
Matthew, kind of what's your confidence level right now? I know last year when you got thrown in there, it was not a great situation because you moved, changed positions, and had to come back. So, but now with the full spring, the full 2+ years, are you feeling like you're really comfortable back there?
Yeah, I definitely feel a lot better than, I mean, I feel a lot better confident than especially than I was last year.
Quite a bit. Off the
heartbreak win
last year,
and
is it nice to see where you are now and how close you think you are to where you were prior to the injury?
To the injury?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm 100%.
It's nice to be able to contribute like you had been prior to the injury last year.
Yes, it's definitely a great feeling. I mean, no one likes to sit out, and we got great trainers that helped me get back to 100%, and I thank them. And just my teammates uplifted me, never let me get down. So I really appreciate that.
Quay, what with the perimeter blocking, it actually wasn't great last week. What did you guys hone in on this week to try to improve that facet?
Well, we just focused on getting better from last week. So we made the mistakes we made last week, we try not to make this week, just improving on them. And I think our guys did a better job this week on the perimeter than last week. I mean, we could always get better because there's always room for improvement. But I think they did a pretty good job.
And what sort of mistakes were you guys making last week?
Basically, just getting close to defenders, especially with cutting.
Quay, what about the last week? Yeah.
I feel like I could do either one, whichever coach calls, whichever JT checks at the line. I feel like whether it's a pass or a run, and if it's going to me, I trust my blockers to know that we'll get a big game.
Matthew, did you know that punt fake was on?
No.
So you must have been pretty excited. I mean, yeah. You get three and out and it changes kind of everything.
Yeah, I wanted to get in there and change because it didn't go too good at 3-and-out. I wanted to get in there and change that.
So, like, what was your reaction kind of watching that play unfold?
I was like, yes, I mean, let's go. We got another shot.
So you've had 2 weeks with some big plays. You got to assume that Vanderbilt is now going to know where you are on the field every time you're out there. What adjustments do you need to make to kind of get away from that?
I feel like that just opens up more room for other players to make plays. Try not to dwell on the past, so we just focus on what we do. And if the ball is coming to me, I just make plays. So, I mean, like I said, it just opens up for other players.
Last week we heard there were some issues with the checks at the line of scrimmage. How did that go this week?
I think that went a lot better. I mean, I think our checks were, I mean, I wouldn't say more clear, but I think things went a lot better. That's something we kind of worked on this week, I think.
Anything more for Quay or Matthew? Okay. Thank you, Quay. Thank you, Matthew.